Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I am Diane Pershing, who plays Poison Ivy on the Batman, the animated series, in case you didn't know.
What does it feel like to know that by many fans, you are the definitive Poison Ivy?
It's a joy. It's flattering. I love it. That's how it feels. It feels marvelous. I don't have any ill will toward the Poison Ivies that came after me. I don't know them. I don't even know how they sound, frankly. I haven't even really listened to the shows. I know that my time as Poison Ivy, which was almost about 10 years, was a joy, and I loved it, and obviously it's done, you know? Unless they bring the show back and realize that they're really missing a great thing with me. And then I probably wouldn't say no.
As I understand it, getting the role is actually a fluke.
A fluke.
Tell us a little bit about
that. Absolute fluke. I was booked to do a couple of incidental voices for that first Poison Ivy show, which was called Pretty Poison. So I walked in, and apparently the actress, whom I don't know her name, and bless her heart, didn't show up, couldn't show up, was ill. I don't know the story. And Andrea Romano, our wonderful director, said, Diane, would you like to audition for this? I said, sure. She gave me the script. I looked at it. I got the voice immediately in my head. I just, you know, you hear a voice, and then you imitate that voice, and that's the thing. And I auditioned, and I got it. And that's the I love. My life has been filled with moments when I've turned left instead of right, and something wonderful has happened. And that's another example of that. Yeah.
Now, the voice acting on the show was very different at the time for not being cartoony.
Right.
The voices were just
real
actors acting in a drama, almost like a radio, the traditional
totally.
Radio dramas. Was that a direction given to you, or did you just come naturally?
No, they said, we don't want cartoon voices. Okay. We want real people. And also, most of us were theater trained, so we were all actors. We call ourselves actors. Oh, thank you. And the way the show was recorded, which was in a circle, semicircle, so that you could look at each other, you could actually have reactions, and you know, that stuff shows up in the voice track. The little moment when you do that, even though you're just doing that in the booth, it informs the way you say your next line. And that kind of thing is a luxury today because of schedules and so on and so forth. But back then, ooh, who wants to open this for me? Thank you so much.
Sure.
I need a man to open my...
There you go.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No,
wonderful.
Thank you.
No, it's fabulous.
So even following up on that, where you're sitting across from them, like the Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn like road trip episode and all of them, it's so iconic and such. How much fun was it to sit there and actually bounce the lines off of each other?
With Arlene?
Yes, with Arlene, yeah.
A joy. She's a brilliant, wonderful, trained comic actress. And in fact, we're very good friends. We met on the show, but we didn't become friends until a few years ago for some reason. I called her up about something, and she said, you know, we ought to get together. So I did, and we got together. And she was a joy. And I think again, they wrote wonderful scripts for us. And our characters were so defined. They were markedly different. Really different. I mean, she was the original abused woman. Let's face it. Even though she's evil, she really was. And excuse me, Ivy? Not even close. Don't even think about it. So it was a good contrast.
You stuck in a little imitation.
A little imitation.
Well, it's very hard not to do her voice because she talks something. It's just fun to
do. Did you find yourselves imitating each other? No?
No. No, no. Just whenever I talk about her, I use her voice. I do that with a lot of people. I'm quoting someone. I use their voice, you know, because it comes to me.
You took part in the documentary for the DVD set.
I'm not on that. I don't think.
They told us you were.
I don't remember being interviewed. I guess I should find out. Well, I hope I am.
If you were in the documentary, how would you?
Isn't that weird? I literally don't remember doing it, but I also don't remember many things in my career because there's been so many jobs and so many different things and so many interviews. I'm not trying to be cavalier about it. It's just that not everything sticks to the memory. You know what I mean? I have to ask them, am I really in there?
So why do you... If we'll skip that. What is the memory that sticks out most to you about making the show?
Mark Hamill on my right, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. on my left, Paul Williams down there, Kevin over there, and whatever guest shot is that week, me going, look at this life I have. I get to, these iconic actors, I get to be here with them. I felt so honored. That's the memory. The actual recording is the memory. Well, of course it is, because that's the only part I played in it. You know, it was wonderful seeing it later on when it was shown. I went, oh, that's really good. But again, the experience, that was what I remember the most. And then once in a while, a really great script with a really great part for me. You know, of course, actors.
Did you have a personally favorite episode of the show?
Home and Garden, where she creates a husband and children for herself, and you believe it, or even Batman believes it for a while, and she wants it to be real. So this was the real inside person. I loved that show until it, of course, turns out that, I'm sorry, they're all pods. Yeah. Did you have a question?
She's my wife, nurse.
Oh, okay. So she's not a reporter or anything like that. No, no. Yes. Done? Apparently, I'm done.
Thank you so much.
Lovely meeting you all. Thank you.